All right, so welcome everybody. this is Marie LaRotunda, and I am a clairvoyant reader, healer, and teacher. And tonight's topic is say hello to your third chakra, your place of power and manifestation. And today is Tuesday, October 23rd of 2012. And I just wanted to point out that we're only about 8 weeks away from the end of the Mayan calendar, or at least some people's version of the end of the Mayan calendar, which is December 21st of 2012, so the first day of winter. So for those of you who are very, very energy sensitive, or even for those of you who are just starting to tune in, my personal experience about the shift on the planet is that it's actually been happening for a while. I've been noticing it probably since around March. I didn't notice it any earlier than March, but it's when I say that I've been feeling it, it's just a sensation and an awareness and also a heightening of the energies. Both highs and lows. So I've been experiencing it as more energy coming towards me, more what I call stop energy, but I've also been experiencing it as more of an opening within people to have new information. And some people, so that the reactions to the new energies, to the changing energies on the planet, and actually new energies, everyone experiences it differently. But I just wanted to kind of throw that out there just to let you know that there is a shift going on the planet. It's happening right now, and we're woohoo! All right. Before I start digging into the topic, as usual, what I'd like to do is I'd like to get everyone grounded and present so that as spirits in bodies, you can have more of this information. When I say you can have, that means that you can receive this information, you can process it within your being, and you can let go of whatever is not your information or your truth, and you can bring forth your information that you originally came onto the planet with. Because we all come in as conscious creators. It's really just a matter of conditioning and the vibration where our planet is set that makes it difficult for us to access fully all of our intuitive abilities and our spiritual information and the spiritual freedom that is actually our birthright. So with that said, I would like everyone to quick reminders. When we start the meditation, I always have you be in the meditation with your eyes closed. And as a quick little bit of, if you find yourself opening your eyes during the meditation without my prompting or without some kind of obvious outside, like a loud noise or a bang, if you open your eyes without any kind of provocation, chances are there's something within you that is resisting being released and processed out of your spirit. So if you open your eyes, just say to yourself, oh, wait, there's something that's not wanting me to be fully present for the meditation. Let me close my eyes and come back in and start refocusing on myself. So that's just a quick little bit of information for self-awareness purposes. All right. So let's see. So for these meditations that I guide people through, I call these in-body meditations. There's different kinds of meditations. Primarily there's in-body meditations and out-of-body meditations. And the meditations that I guide people through are in-body meditations, where we focus a lot on grounding into the planet. And when we ground into the planet, that also is validating our bodies because we're grounding, we're bringing our spirit more fully into our physical body. And when we ground our spirit in our body and we ground our spirit to the earth. So with that said, I would like everyone to find a comfortable, upright, seated position, almost like you're in, on an airplane. Woohoo! Find a comfortable, upright, seated position with both of your feet flat on the floor. And if they can't reach the floor, put a pillow under them. The idea is not to cross your legs. So don't have your legs crossed at the knees. Don't have your legs crossed at the ankles. Don't sit, I'll call it Swami style. That's not what I'm looking for. I just want your feet to be on the ground or, you know, straight on the ground or touching the floor. So your feet are flat on the ground. Feet are on the ground. You are sitting upright in either a chair or on a sofa, and your eyes are now beginning to close. And your hands are upright in your lap. And let's start with taking a nice deep breath. Take a breath all the way in. And all the way out. And once again, take a nice breath all the way in. And all the way out. And just allow your mind to get quiet. And allow yourself to sink deeper into your chair. And now that your eyes are closed, give yourself permission to just turn inward, whatever that looks like to you, or however that feels like to you. Give yourself another nice deep breath in and out. And just set your intention for this evening. And what I mean by that is ask yourself, what would you like to get from this meditation? What would you like to get from this meditation? And it could be something as easy as, I just want to feel more relaxed. I want to feel lighter. I want to feel happier. I want to let go of invalidation. I want to let go of grief. And it could be multiple things. It doesn't just have to be one concept. And know that just by setting your intention at the beginning of this meditation, that you've taken a step towards that goal. Next, I'd like you to bring your attention to the base of your spine. At the base of your spine is your first chakra, also known as your root chakra. From this chakra, I want you to create something that I call a grounding cord. The grounding cord is what connects your spirit to your body and your spirit to the planet. And it acts like a release valve or a relief valve. So I just want you to visualize today I think I want to use a tree trunk. You can use whatever really, really feels best for you, but I like to visualize it as if I'm sitting on top of a very large, hollowed-out tree trunk, and this tree, its roots go all the way down into the very center of the planet, and they spread out as if they're gripping onto the very center, the very core of the Earth. And just make sure that the very top of that tree trunk, so in other words, your hips and your root chakra, from the very top of the root chakra down into the very center of the earth, just make sure that that tree trunk is hollowed out the entire way down, that there's no blockages of any sort, and that it's not kinked or bent in any way. It's a nice straight drop all the way down from the base of your spine all the way down into the very center of the planet. And for a trial run, I want you to create a sponge at the very base of your spine. Just create a sponge and make sure it's a very soppy, heavy sponge and just let it drop all the way down through that grounding cord into the center of the earth. Okay. Good. Very good. And I want you to smile to yourself. And during the meditation, keep in mind that the happier you are during the meditation, the quicker you will move through energy. And we are working right now energy. We're working our spirit. We're working energy. So if your vibration is high, which is like amusement and happiness, if your vibration is high, you're going to move through a lot more stuff quicker than if your vibration is lower, which is like seriousness. So this isn't supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be difficult. It's actually quite simple. So there's really no reason to be serious. Yes, you might have made a decision that you want to work on yourself as a spirit, that you're going to work so hard on yourself as a spirit that you're going to, you know, ascend in this lifetime. Okay, good. That's a wonderful goal. And you'll get to it a lot faster if you're in amusement while you're doing it, if you're happy while you're doing it. So find a happy space for yourselves right now and just be there. And hopefully a smile is coming across your face right now as I'm saying find your happy space. That should be a new website. What do you think? Happy Space, happyspace.com. Okay. All right. So since there are a few more callers that have gotten onto the line, I just want to validate everybody for actually getting onto this call. And I say this with every meditation that I teach. Validate yourself that you were able to get through the energy that didn't want you to even pick up the phone or find the time to give to yourself and to heal yourself by doing meditation. So just validate that you made it onto this call and that you're sitting here right now and you are completely and fully giving yourself space to heal yourself now. And something else I just wanted to point out, myself, this morning when I woke, I've had a hard time sleeping last night. I was up and down, up and down, I mean a dozen times last night. So when I finally got out of bed, I was exhausted. And it took me all day to get my energy back, and it was because there is so much energy that we are all processing right now as part of this meditation. And even though it sounds like I'm just talking right now, we are actually engaged in this meditation as we speak because we're working from a vibratory perspective. This meditation is set at a certain vibration of self-healing, and all of the people on this call are involved in matching that vibration. So we are healing ourselves. So getting back to what I was saying about having a hard time sleeping last night and so much energy. So the way energy works is everything manifests energetically on the astral before it manifests into the physical. So from the moment that I sent out the spiritual and energetic, hey, everybody, I'm having this workshop on the third chakra, from that moment, not even the moment that you opened the email, but the moment that I sent out that spiritual idea, okay, hey, I'm planning this, I'm going to be creating this, this is going to be happening in the physical on October 23rd. From the moment that I sent out that energetic hello, you've all already been processing your third chakras. So as an example, some of you might have had nausea for a couple of days or a day. Some of you might have had stomach aches that came out of nowhere. Some of you might just been extremely fatigued. There's a variety of different things that you might have physically manifested for you, as well as just different types of situations you might have found yourself in. For instance, we're going to be talking about control and also victim energy, so the black and white, the flip side, the duality of the third chakra. You might have found yourself recently in some kinds of situations where someone was trying to control you or you were trying to control someone. So you've already been processing a lot of this energy up to this point. So what I like to do is I want you all to create a sponge out in front of you. And when I say out in front of you, it can be, you know, 18 inches to 3 feet, whatever feels comfortable for you. And I just want you to set the intention that this sponge is going to absorb all of the energy that's been floating around with you ever since you got the spiritual hello about this workshop. So all the third chakra stuff that's been, all those buttons that have been pushed, whether consciously or unconsciously, I want you just to set the intention that this sponge is a, almost acts like a magnet, and it just starts to pull all of this energy that you've been working on. Just let it effortlessly pull this energy out into the sponge. And just let the sponge absorb. And relax your solar plexus. If you're finding yourself clenching your solar plexus or your abdominal area, your stomach, relax that whole musculature. Just let everything relax. There you go. And just keep letting that sponge just effortlessly pull all of the energy out of space. And you might find, you might start seeing colors coming out. You might be feeling chills or tingling. You might be breathing easier. That was one of my experiences earlier today. I felt like I had this weight, this weight on like the upper part of my lungs. It was a very specific location. And I was walking around with it all day, even after going to the gym and working out, it was still there. It finally went away. but that's one of the manifestations I experienced. So just let all of that energy that you've already processed, since you got that spiritual hello, let it go out into the sponge. And smile. You can even energetically wave at your sponge. Have some amusement knowing that you're waving bye-bye. You're waving bye-bye to all of that energy that you don't want in your space anymore. All right, good. And now just kind of command that sponge to drop down. And once it gets below your feet, let it just kind of angle in and go into that grounding cord and then watch it flush its way all the way down into the center of the planet. And give yourself a nice deep breath. In and out. So, I had a whole bunch of notes prepared for this workshop. And as I was laying down this afternoon trying to take a nap, which didn't actually happen, all of a sudden I said to myself, oh my God, it's about stop and no, as in no, don't do that. So I am actually going to start the first part of this meditation is going to be about looking at the power of no. So I'm sure some of you are saying, no, no, we want to look at the power of yes. And that's okay. We can do that. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to start saying a whole bunch of no things. Now, that first no is very gentle because you haven't put out your sponges yet. So it's time to create a brand new sponge. Just set the intention. Boom, I've created a sponge. It's out in front of me. And I want you to look at that sponge and notice what color it is. And notice just the texture. Notice the texture, the size, the shape. Just notice what you notice. And now validate yourself. Validate that you noticed something. And if you didn't notice anything, validate that you tried to see something, knowing that you were actually looking for something. Because most people don't even know to look. Okay, so we are all sitting in our chairs. We're grounded. We have our grounding cords nice and wide, connecting us to the very center of the planet. And we have a sponge out in front of us, anywhere from 18 inches to about 3 feet in front of us. So I'm just going to start saying the word no. And the idea is our third chakra is all about is our personal power space. And one of the first words that children learn is the word no. Now, think about it. If that's like the building block, that's almost like the building block of our culture is the word no. Now, I want to preface this very clearly that I'm not saying don't tell your children not to do something. It's not about the word no. It's about when someone else's energy comes into your space with that word no. So it's almost like picture someone taking a gigantic post-it note saying no and slapping it onto your skin. That's the idea. So I'm not saying, you know, don't try and, I'm not saying don't protect your children or don't give them advice or suggestions. I'm just saying it's the delivery that is most important, not the word itself. So we're going to be looking at the word no, and we're going to be looking at how it has affected our sense of personal power. And all of the things that we wanted to do, have, and create in this lifetime. So this part is going to be about the word no. All right, ready? Okay, find your amusement. No. No. Stop that. Don't do that. No, you can't wear makeup until you're 18. No, you can't have a second helping. No, you're not allowed to wear those clothes. No, stop that. You're talking too much. No, we can't buy that for you. No, you can't have that until you're 18 years old. No, don't you dare. No. Is everyone smiling? Is everyone cringing? So just let all of those painful no's, all that energy, that discomfort that was getting stirred up from the word no, and don't, let that just start flowing out into that sponge. No, I wish you wouldn't fill in the blank. Stop. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop. Don't touch. No, you're not supposed to. No, only boys get to do that. No, only girls get to do that. Not until you've finished your dinner. Yeah, just let the energy release. Take some nice deep breaths and let the energy flow out into your space. Flow out of your space and into that sponge. Just let it come out of the third chakra. Make sure those muscles aren't being clenched. If you're finding yourself clenching anywhere, so it can also be other parts of your body, but look for the solar plexus, the stomach, the abdominal area. If you're flexing those muscles right now, just relax them. Give them space to be. There you go. Okay. And just look at that sponge one more time. Notice if you see a difference between the sponge when you first created it and now. And then let that sponge fall down and then send it down your grounding cord. Good. Give yourselves a nice deep breath and blow it out. All right. And again, nice deep breath in and blow out. And I want you to, I'm going to bring you out of the meditation, so I just want you just to slowly open your eyes. There you go. That's right, just slowly open your eyes. And I just want to give everyone the opportunity to So I just unmuted everybody. So if you would like to make a comment or ask a question right now, please do so.
This is Linda from Reno.
Hi, Linda.
Hi there. Hi. Is it okay that I'm actually lying down flat because I have to hold the phone? So I felt a little tension in my neck and so found that a little bit difficult to, because I can't use the speaker phone on this cordless phone. So, is it all right to, next time I'm going to try to be sitting upright, but I managed to still see that cord and the sponge go down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the optimum position is to be seated upright. The reason I stress that is because our bodies and our spirits respond to past life information when we go into a meditative space. And in different past lifetimes, there were different spiritual practices. So the reason I stress being upright is because in past lifetimes, people would sit like Swami style, or they would lay down and do breath work, those types of meditations. So I'm just trying to have our spirit reminding our physical body that this is a different type of meditation. So, you know, obviously, I don't want you to get a crick in your neck, but in the future, yeah, it's really the best. You're going to benefit the most by sitting upright. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Anyone else have any other comments or questions? All right. Then I'm going to say, let's see. Was there any one particular no that I said that really... you really felt, you really identified with?
You can't do that till you're 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to throw in the no, you can't date, or no, you can't date that person. No, you can't have sex. So I was going to really get into a lot of those, but there's really... anyone else? Anyone else have a comment, or anyone else had a specific no that they really just, it really hit hard?
Yes, you can't wear those clothes.
Okay, good. Anyone else? Okay, all right, so I'm going to mute everyone. And I want you to go ahead, close your eyes.
Maria, are you there?
I'm still here.
Hello? I'm not able to hear you.
Okay, so how many people can't hear me?
I couldn't hear you earlier.
Okay, so I'm assuming that, all right, let me just do this. If anyone can't hear me right now, don't say something now.
I can hear you. I can hear you. I'm Linda. I can hear you.
Okay, all right.
You went completely away when you muted.
Oh, all right. Okay, I'm going to try. I'm going to mute. All right, I'm going to mute everyone, and I'm going to say something, and then I'll unmute you, okay? So then we'll just I'm going to mute everyone now. Okay, so I unmuted everyone.
I couldn't hear you. This is Loretta.
Okay. Okay, then what I'm going to do...
I couldn't hear you either. This is Linda.
Okay. I'm going to leave it on unmute. So what I would like everyone to do on their own phones, if you can, is to mute yourself on your own. And I think you can, mute yourself by *6. If you *6, you'll be muting yourself. This way there won't be a lot of background noise. So everyone do a *6 so that you're muted. Okay. All right. Okay. So let's get back to the solar plexus. All right. So just gently close your eyes again. Bring your attention to the base of your spine and your grounding cord. And notice the distance between you and your sponge. All right, so performance pictures. Ask yourself, where or when have you needed to perform to other people's expectations? When was your best effort not good enough for someone? When was coming in third place not good enough? When did you feel uncomfortable doing something the way that the other person asked you to do it? So in other words, you felt like you didn't have the free will to perform a certain task the way that you thought was best. For instance, you were chosen to be the greeter at the front door, and the way that you normally greet people is you say, "Hi, welcome, so nice to see you." Well, maybe there was a script that you had to follow, and it was more like, "Welcome to our store. How may I help you today?" So your energy got either pushed down or convoluted because you were being asked to perform in a way that went against your personal power. And I'll ask the question again. When did you fail to perform to someone else's expectations? When were you just not good enough? When did you feel obligated to do it their way, knowing that's not what you really wanted to do? And remember to smile, to have your amusement, to just validate how much energy that sponge is just absorbing out of your space, and validate that you are healing yourself right here, right now. And take that sponge, drop it down your grounding cord. Excellent. Create another sponge. And just notice the space between you and the sponge. And here is another version of performance pictures. When were you so bound up by what was expected of you or people's expectations of you? When were you so bound up that you couldn't even start the process? That you couldn't even join the process or join in the situation because you felt that you just couldn't even start because you were afraid that you might fail? And I'll give you an example in case this is a little confusing. When I was younger, one of my brothers played baseball and he was very, very, very good at it. So I was always the one who would sit on the sidelines and watch and cheer him on. I never played baseball or softball myself on a team or anything like that. So fast forward about 30 years, 25, 30 years fast forward, I'm at a picnic with a group of my friends. And these are friends who know me. And guess what they were doing? They were playing softball. And guess where I was? I so wanted to get up and play, but it was as if my legs just wouldn't move. I was sitting on the picnic blanket, and I just could not get myself to get up and play. And that was because there was so much invalidation, so much pain about if you're not good, or if you're not as good as your brother, don't even try. So what we're looking at right now is the don't even bother trying because you're never going to get to that place. You'll never be good enough. Don't even try. Whew. So just let all that energy, all that invalidation just swirl out of you and go right into that sponge. The magic sponge. Yep, just keep letting the energy come out. Just let it all come out. If you're getting chills, that's great validation that you're clearing something. If you're getting emotional, that's great validation that you're clearing something. Just let it come out. Where were you so stuck that you couldn't even start the process? And let it go. And explode. Yeah, let's explode the sponge this time. We're not dropping it down on a grounding cord. We're going to just explode that sponge. Just explode it, and it disintegrates instantaneously. Wonderful. All right, now I know that that was pretty heavy. So whenever we release energy, we always want to create new energy to refill what we've left, what has left our space. And we do that by creating what I call the golden sun. So above your head, visualize a gigantic golden sun. And know that as you're visualizing this golden sun, you are actually creating the golden sun. You're creating the vibration. This is a golden sun that is filled with life force. As a spirit, we have the capacity to use all energy. We have the capacity to create energy, to transmute energy. So as we're creating this gigantic golden sun above our heads, we are actually creating fresh new life force. So just visualize this gigantic sun, or you can call it an orb, a gigantic orb of golden light. It's full of fresh new life force. And now start bringing that life force, that orb or that sun, bring it to the very top of your head so you feel it just touching the top of your head. And now allow that orb of energy to kind of look like it's a big bubble that you're going to burst. And as you burst the bubble or the orb, you start, the golden life force starts flowing down from the top of your head into your crown chakra and down into your sixth chakra, which is between your eyes, down into your throat chakra, which is where your fifth chakra, down into your heart, down into your solar plexus, down into your second chakra and abdominal area, and then all the way down to the base of your spine and your root chakra. And once it hits your root chakra and it fills that up, just watch that golden, that fluid golden life force just start to emanate outwards till it reaches into all of your organs and to the very edge of your skin. And then just watch that golden life force flow through the skin and into the aura, every single layer of the aura, to the very, very edges of your aura. Until your aura is bright and shiny and full and restored and replenished and renewed. And give yourselves a nice deep breath, visualizing you're breathing in this fresh new life force. And release. Okay. And still keep your eyes closed, and we're going to go on to a little bit more about the third chakra. So all of our chakras have the ability to be completely opened, completely closed, or anywhere in between. It's as if we have dials on our chakras. You know, you can turn all the way open, you can turn all the way closed, or leave it somewhere in between. With our third chakra, we have choices as to how much energy we would like to have available to us during different scenarios. So, for instance, a martial arts expert. The martial artists, they work from the solar plexus and also the hara, which is more of the abdominal area, but it's that whole area from the rib cage down to the groin area. So when a martial artist is performing, or when they're engaged in activity, they have their solar plexus turned, they have their third chakra turned all the way open. This is so that they have all of their life force available to them to be used. Now, if you're sitting at your desk at work, there's really no reason to have your third chakra all the way open. You don't really need a protective, you don't need that much of your energy to do an ordinary activity such as sitting at your desk, as say you would if you were a martial artist who was performing. So what we're going to practice doing is we're going to practice opening and closing our third chakra. And the idea is to help you to start feeling it, really, to start feeling your third chakra, knowing how much energy you have coming in or out, so that you'll know the next time you find yourself in a different situation that you may not have to have your third chakra all the way open. Say, for instance, when I do certain kinds of meditations, I turn my third chakra all the way down. Because when I turn my third chakra all the way down, the energy from that chakra gets redistributed to other chakras. So when I meditate, I turn my third chakra down and I direct that energy to my upper chakras, especially my sixth and my seventh chakras when I'm doing meditations. So that's just an example of when you would have it turned way, way down. So I just want you to visualize your third chakra, so your solar plexus, your stomach area. Visualize it as if there's a giant knob there, a giant dial. Yes, as if it's like a safe in a gold mine. Someone just threw that picture out to me. Yeah, sure, your solar plexus is your gold mine. I like that visual. I like that idea. Okay, so you have a dial on your third chakra. So I want to actually start by having you turn it all the way down. Turn it all the way down. And I'll say, yeah, go ahead. Turn it all the way down to zero. Now, what's interesting is as I'm watching some of you turning it down to zero, some of you are panicking and you're not turning it all the way down. You're still leaving it a little bit open. So what I want you to do is I want you to create a sponge. And with that sponge, this time I actually want you to wipe off the third chakra, wipe off that dial where it's getting stuck and not allowing you to close it all the way down. And the reason that some of you are having this difficulty, that you're having a hard time turning it all the way down, is really based on that fight or flight response. There is a fear that if you completely shut down the third chakra, that your body is going to die. Now, that is not the way energy works. That is actually programming from an outside source that doesn't want you to be able to fully open and close your third chakra based on your needs. It's a level of outside control. That's the easiest way I can describe it. So those of you who are experiencing that, just take that sponge and just kind of swirl that sponge around until you can actually close your third chakra all the way down. Okay, it looks like almost everyone has been able to do it. If you can't quite do it, it's okay. Just know that this is something that you might want to practice on your own at home tomorrow. So just keep it turned all the way down and just notice what you notice. Some people report that it feels more quiet in their space when they turn their solar plexus down. Some people say that their bodies feel much more relaxed when they turn their solar plexus down. And as I said before, some people actually go into fear, and if you feel fear when you're doing this, that is foreign energy that's affecting you. So use the sponge. Okay, take a nice deep breath in and blow it out. And now slowly start to open the dial, open your third chakra, and just keep on opening it, and we're going to open it all the way this time. And if you find yourself going into effort to open it all the way, take that sponge and start wiping off that area of the dial that's not letting you open it all the way. And one of the reasons why you may not be able to open it all the way is because of control. Other people don't want you fully owning your personal power. Other people may be afraid of you fully owning your personal power because they're afraid of what you might do with that energy. They're afraid of what you might do to them. They're afraid of what you might create. You, and also, the only way that they can interfere with you opening your third chakra all the way is if there already is a belief within you that you shouldn't own your third chakra and your personal power fully and completely. And what I mean by this is we have all lived numerous, many, many, many past lifetimes. There has to be at least one lifetime already when you owned your personal power and you used it in a way that you regretted. So that level of regret acts like a magnet. So in this lifetime, so when you were born, you came in this lifetime and you had that regret that acts like a magnet. And that little magnet is where the other people can kind of hook in and stop you, kind of like turn the knob the other way. They hook in and they turn that knob so that you can't own your personal power fully and completely. And the way to let go of that magnet is really self-forgiveness. If you can forgive yourself for whatever you did when you abused your power, then that little magnet will disappear and no one else is going to be able to control your personal power anymore. So just use that little sponge to wipe off the dial. And it's kind of funny, these magnets can kind of come and go and come and go until you're absolutely positively sure. And that's why you can still open your third chakra all the way right now. But maybe tomorrow when you do this, you're going to find that it gets sticky again. Because working with energy is like peeling an onion. You peel off one layer of forgiveness. It's great. It's wonderful. Then you find another layer. You peel off another layer of forgiveness. It's great. It's wonderful. Then you find another layer. So working with energy is like peeling an onion, and that's why we use the sponges to help us in the meantime. So say hello to that nice, big, open third chakra right now. The dial is 100% wide open. And notice what you notice. Does having your third chakra open wide make you feel more comfortable or less comfortable? Does it make you feel powerful or does it scare you? Does the enormity of your personal power scare you? You might even start feeling a little bit sleepy or tired. And that's because as we say hello to our personal power, whatever is in there that doesn't want us to say hello starts bubbling up, and sometimes it can make you sleepy. And keeping that third chakra wide open right now, I want you to take a nice deep breath in and then out. And now just gently say to yourself, I am adjusting my third chakra to an opening that feels good to me right now. And just move that dial to a place that feels comfortable for you. There you go. And any of you that were using those sponges to wipe off the dial, just toss those sponges down your grounding cord. Okay. And remember your amusement. Remember, too, that this is supposed to be a fun and enjoyable experience, that you are healing yourself, which is a good thing. So I want you to all to smile, and on the count of three, you're going to say cheese. One, two, three. Cheese. Okay, good. I know some of you are smiling right now. I can feel it. All right, so let's see. The next issue that I would like to look at, and this kind of ties into the performance pictures. So I might kind of go through this a little bit fast, since you already have the feeling of the vibration of what I am talking about. So I would like you to create a sponge and put it out in front of you. And notice the distance between you and the sponge. And just wave at the sponge and say, hello, sponge. Hello. All right. And this time, just to, you can play around with actually putting a little magnet in the sponge itself, knowing that you can let the magnet pull the energy or the invalidation out of your space, or you can just let the sponge pull it out as well. Whatever works best for you is the idea. So the next thing I'm going to look at is what I call failure pictures. So these are definitely tied in with performance pictures. And I'm just going to just kind of read what I wrote down, and then we'll take it from there. So failure pictures. Everything in life is about learning lessons. Therefore, there really is no such thing as a failure. Failure is a judgment placed on our failure is a judgment placed on ourselves by our expectation or someone else's expectation of the outcome. And I'll repeat that. Failure is a judgment placed on ourselves by our expectation of the outcome. Failure is a judgment placed on ourselves by someone else's expectation of the outcome. So what I want you just to allow yourself to process the vibrations, just allow my words to loosen up any pain, any invalidation that you've been holding in your third chakra. So how much of your energy is tied up in failure pictures? How much of your energy is in resistance to your fear of failing? Now, that one is a really interesting one. Sometimes when you meet someone who appears to be so insanely driven to accomplish something, sometimes it's because they are so afraid of failing at it that's why they are insanely driven to accomplish the task. They're actually in what I call resistance to their fear of failure. That's the kind of person who some of them would be considered workaholics. They're so driven to accomplish a task. So it's kind of like when you're doing something, you're creating something. And creation is about enjoying the process. It's about enjoying and exploring the process of creation, creating something, creating a scenario, creating a job, creating a life for yourself and someone else. That's the beauty and the joy of creating. When someone is driven by a fear of failure, it's a very different vibration. It's a very different space. They're actually in complete resistance to their belief that they can't do it. So it's almost the opposite of that story I told you about where my brother was the baseball player and I couldn't get off of the picnic mat to play the softball game. For me, I responded to the fear of failure by being completely immobilized. There are people who respond to the fear of failure by being in total resistance, and therefore they push and they push and they push themselves till they either get what they want or they are exhausted and wasted by the process. Or both. They might get what they want, but then 2 months later they find they have cancer. So allow any resistance to your fear of failing at something, allow that to come out. Give it space to come out. Release it. You don't need to prove anything. Life isn't about winning or losing. Life is about experiencing it. And life is about how you react and you respond to the experience. So you can never truly fail. You can never truly fail. Give yourself a nice deep breath and blow it out. You can never truly fail. Okay. okay, take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. And smile at yourself. Tell yourself you're doing a wonderful job. Say it again. I want to hear it. You're doing a wonderful job. I'm doing a wonderful job. Yay! All right. Much better. Good. Okay.
What? Where the what?
All right, so let's see. The next aspect of the third chakra is, let's see, which one should I do? All right, I think I'm going to work on victim energy a little bit, and then after we work on victim energy, then we're going to look at manifesting. Okay, victim. Being the victim means giving your power away to a situation. And as I mentioned before, every situation is about learning something, even if you don't figure it out in this lifetime. So you might be like, oh my God, I got into a situation, I don't know what I'm learning or what I'm supposed to be learning. Sometimes our egos or who we see ourselves to be, we don't see what the, we don't see the goal, we don't understand it until after we leave these bodies. But as spirits, we know that we're getting it. As spirits, we know that we're peeling the onion, that we're getting closer to our pure, true spirit as we work through issues and pain. So every situation is about learning something, even if you never figure it out in this lifetime. But just knowing that the situation was created for your benefit or to help someone else learn something gives you some of your power back in the situation. So if you feel now or you have felt like a victim in the past, know that the scenario that was created for you to learn something. And if it wasn't created for you to learn something, there's also the possibility that you agreed to co-create a situation for the benefit of someone else to learn a lesson. Even if it meant you being uncomfortable or you not coming out ahead, the other person, the idea was that you made an agreement with the other person to learn, for them to learn something, and that you were helping them in that situation. So it's not that you're in the negative situation, it's that you're viewing it as such. If you view it as a learning situation, then you're taking your power back. The more neutrality you can have, the more you're no longer giving to the other person or the situation. So the more neutrality you can have, the more power you're no longer giving to the other person or the situation. If you feed your personal power into negativity and fear, that will grow the fear and the negativity and maintain the status quo of the situation. So what happens is, say, when you're 20 years old, you enter into a situation and you feel like a victim. If you continue to view that situation, so you're 20 years old, you got victimized somehow, and between the ages of 20 and 30, you kept seeing yourself as a victim. So now you're 30 years old and you're still feeling victimized. What is happening is that for those last 10 years, you've been feeding fear and negativity into that feeling of being victimized. And therefore, you are maintaining the status quo. You're keeping everything energetically the same. And chances are you are attracting that energy back to you because it acts like a cycle. It acts like a circle. Something happens, it creates negativity and fear. it feeds on that negativity and fear acting like a circle, then it comes back. So that negativity and fear builds, and it attracts like. It attracts the negativity and fear, which manifests as another situation where you're victimized. So as a victim, you have the power to no longer be a victim. It's about releasing the fear that was generated during the victimhood and the negativity that was created during the victimhood. So what I'd like everyone to do is, hopefully your eyes are still closed, create a sponge out in front of you. See the sponge out in front of you. Notice the distance between you and the sponge. Now, giving yourself permission to look at any time when you felt like a victim. And now, from this new place of feeling more powerful, that you know that you have the strength and the ability to release these feelings of being victimized. So let go of the fear. Let go of the fear from that situation. Let go of the negativity of that situation. And if you want, you can have two separate sponges, one for fear, one for negativity. And just allow that fear and negativity to flow out of you and into the sponges. If you remove your personal power from the fear and negativity, the fear and negativity will lose strength and the situation will shift. So if you visualize yourself right now in a victim type of situation, if you pull your personal power back out of that fear and that negativity, the situation will lose its strength and your scenario will improve. So just release the fear and negativity. Let it just come out of your space into those sponges. Know that you are shifting your space. You are shifting from victimhood into personal power. You're shifting from victimhood into personal power by reducing the amount of fear and negativity that you've been holding on to. And if you notice that your third chakras are starting to either open or close on their own, just notice. Notice if that's okay with you, if that's what you want, or if you don't want it. If you don't want it, then reset your third chakra. Reset it to what feels good. And now let go of those sponges and drop them down your grounding cord. Create another sponge out in front of you. And let's just continue to release some of this energy. And any other emotion that is tied up with that feeling of victimhood, any other emotion that's tied up with that, allow that emotion to flow out and into the sponge. And just look at that sponge and validate that you have released so much energy and take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. Okay. And once again, this is something that you can do on your own, and I highly suggest that you do this on your own, at home or wherever, for different scenarios that pop up into your mind. Because if there is still an emotional charge surrounding a victim situation, then that means that some of your personal power is still locked into that emotion and therefore locked into that old scenario. So by processing that scenario, you are doing two things. A, you're getting your personal power back, and B, you are decreasing substantially the chances of a similar situation recurring. Okay. So, how about manifestation? When I was looking at manifestation, I was getting all excited, and all of a sudden I thought to myself, oh my goodness, what if I have you look at miracle energy? So, here is something I want you to think about. What exactly is a miracle? A miracle is something that you don't believe can happen. And believe is the important word there. It's your belief system that is stopping miracles from manifesting. Think about how is it that some people can walk on hot coals and not get burned? It's not that they don't have skin and tissue just like everyone else. It's that there is the belief within them, the old belief within them that they can be injured by hot coals or injured by fill in the blank, any other source. The idea is they no longer believe that the hot coals can injure their physical body. So miracles are all about something that you don't believe can happen actually happening. Miracles are all about what you don't believe can actually happen. It's your belief system. I really want to stress it's your belief system. If you don't believe it can happen, it's not going to happen. That's why there's people that have miraculous spontaneous healings of tumors, of gaining their eyesight, of the, you know, people who are in wheelchairs being able to walk again. On some level, they have released the belief that this can't happen to them, and they have brought in the knowledge that they are spirits, that they are conscious creators, and that they can create the situation that they want. We are all conscious creators. We are spirit in bodies. We're conscious creators. We have we have the innate ability to create anything that we desire. And the only thing that is stopping us from creating whatever we desire are beliefs that we're holding on to. Some of the beliefs are from this lifetime. Some of the beliefs are from past lifetimes, but it's just beliefs. So, with that said, what I'm going to lead you through is a meditation on creating what I call a mock-up. Everything that can be seen, touched, heard, etc., is a manifestation of energy. All of these things that were originally created by harnessing energy and all of these things were originally created by harnessing energy and giving that energy an assignment. Everything currently in your life was created or co-created by you using your power. It's when foreign energy gets into your creations that things can go astray. And it's when your beliefs, both conscious and unconscious, get in your own way. So I'm going to lead you through a meditation to create a mock-up. Now, the word mock-up was originally an architectural term, which meant a structural model built to detail and specifications meant to represent an accurate model of the final project. So in layman's terms, it means you're going to visualize something that you want, and you're going to visualize it in intense detail, down to minutia. So we're all sitting straight in our, we're sitting down, hopefully, with feet flat on the ground, and we have our grounding cords at the base of our spine. And this time we're not going to create a sponge. This time we're going to visualize a large, one of those large, huge TV screens. I guess it's like a 47-inch TV screen out in front of us. So I want everyone to visualize this 47-inch screen TV out in front of you. And right now it's totally blank. Okay. So what we're going to do is I want you to choose something, either a situation or some kind of creation, something that you want to create, something that you want to have for yourself. All right, so it could be a scenario of something happening, or it could be an object. If you want a new car, a new home, a new job, pick one thing, and I just mean one thing. All right. So on that TV screen, I want you to begin to visualize that item or that scenario in extreme detail. And when I say extreme detail, I mean color, size, shape. Who's involved in this scenario? Now, I don't want you to, if you're looking at a scenario, I don't want you to include how you think it might be created. So in other words, if you want to buy a new car, don't say, okay, how am I going to get the money? No. If your situation is you want a new car, visualize the new car. Don't visualize, oh, trying to get the money. No, you want to visualize the new car. And you're going to visualize, I'll just use the example of the car, you're going to visualize this car in extreme detail. Color, make, model, number of doors, is it leather interior, is it fabric interior, what kind of tires does it have? Do you see it sitting in your driveway? Okay, if you have a driveway or if you've got a garage, visualize it sitting in your driveway. Therefore, it makes it much more real. You know, see yourself sitting in the car. See yourself driving the car. Now, the next aspect of creating a mock-up is after you've visualized everything in minute detail, what you want to do next is you want to emotionalize everything in minute detail. So when I say emotionalize everything, I mean, how do you feel now that you have that? See yourself in that situation. See yourself in that car. How do you feel? Are you happy? Are you driving with the radio playing your favorite song with the window blown down? Is it a, you know, hey, it could be a convertible. Do you feel the wind blowing through your hair? I want you to emotionally be present in that scenario. How does having that scenario make you feel? Do you feel happy? Do you feel sexy? Do you feel physical sensations? You know, how does it make you feel? Emotionalize it. Put yourself into that, make it a 3D TV screen now, and all of a sudden see yourself there experiencing that which you desire. Smell the air. Experience the weather. Really, really feel it. Is there someone there with you? Are you happy there that you're there with you? Are they happy you're there with you? Can you feel their cheeks? Can you feel their arms? Really feel. Feel physical now and feel emotionally. Okay. And now what I want you to do is I want you to, you're still visualizing and experiencing this scenario. I want you to open up your third chakra all the way. And from your third chakra, I just want you to almost like take a picture, like your third chakra has like a shutter on it, open and closed. I want you to take a picture, click, click, with your third chakra, click, 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 of that scenario on your screen, on your TV. All right. And then just readjust your third chakra to whatever feels comfortable. And now, in front of you, you're seeing your screen, the TV screen. I want you to visualize that I want you to create a giant grounding cord onto that screen. Just like you've got a grounding cord going from your root chakra to the center of the earth, I want you to make that grounding cord go from the bottom of that TV screen straight down into the center of the planet. And I want you to say inwardly to your manifestation, okay, so to the TV screen, if there is any energy that is interfering with my creation, let it release down the grounding cord. There you go. Good. And you could do the same thing with the sponges, you know, just visualize sponges dropping down from that TV screen, plop, 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 going all the way down the center of the earth. If there is any energy that is interfering with my creation, I release it now. Good. Okay, so with our mock-up, we're seeing it, we are emotionally experiencing it, we're physically experiencing it, we are releasing energy that interferes with it, and the last thing that we're going to do is we're going to ask the Supreme Being to bless our intention, to bless our mock-up. So what we do at this point is you just visualize the top of your head. This is your crown chakra, which is your spiritual connection to the divine. I want you just to send a beam of light up from your crown chakra, and that beam of light acts like a conduit. It's like a cell phone connection to the Supreme Being, and you just put out the energy, Supreme Being, please bless my mock-up. Please bless my mock-up. And that Supreme Being, the Supreme Being, will begin to flood your mock-up with golden light. And just watch your mock-up on the TV screen just start to flood with golden energy. And this is the blessing that the Supreme Being is now bestowing on your desire. And now thank the Supreme Being. Bring your attention back to that screen. And now I want you to just kind of fold up that screen until it's this tiny little square. And what I like to do is I like to walk over to the edge of the universe and I toss it out into the universe. So let's all do that together. Fold it down into a tiny little square, like a compact. And just visualize yourself walking out to the very edge of the universe. And as you toss it out to the universe, know that the universe will bring it back to you, because our universe, everything is a circle. When you toss it out to the universe manufactures it for you and brings it back to you. So just get, if you haven't already tossed it, go ahead and just toss it out there, knowing that it will return to you manifested. All right, take a nice deep breath in and blow it out. And smile. And on the count of three, you're going to say cheese. One, two, three. Cheese. Okay. All right. Create a gigantic golden sun above your head like we did before, knowing that this golden sun is full of fresh new life force. Make it even bigger and fuller, rounder. I like to visualize it like it's warm molten gold. And then I bring it down to the very top of my head, and I like take a big bobby pin or a big straight pin, and I poke it, and then I just watch all of that molten gold just flow all the way down my spine into my chakras, all the way out into all the muscles and tissues and bones and organs of my body, till it gets to the very outer, my skin. And then it goes right through the skin barrier and begins to flow out into my aura, all the way out to the very edge of the aura. And then take a nice deep breath in, breathing in that fresh new life force, letting it circulate through your physical body, and out. And then gently open your eyes. And I am going to unmute everyone. And I just wanted to say, I'm sorry we ran over, but anyone who has questions or comments is welcome to ask them or tell them. So I have unmuted everybody. And if you have questions, go ahead. If you have comments, go ahead. If you have to leave, I understand. Thank you for coming. All right. Any
questions? Outstanding, Marie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Marie.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night, everybody.
I look forward to the next
Thanks.
Oh, okay. And just as an FYI, the next one, let's see. I think the next one is scheduled for November. It's the second Tuesday in November. So that's when the next one is going to be.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
If anyone has any comments or questions, I'm still open for comments or questions.
Marie?
I'm here.
Marie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me? It's Marilyn.
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was very beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. Go ahead.
I had an experience at one point when we were opening the dial and limiting the dial and then reopening the dial to where we mm-hmm. were comfortable.
Uh-huh.
There was a warrior spirit, a great big man spirit, that came right up in my space, and it surprised me. And I said, well, you're anonymous. You didn't tell me who you are, so you're going to have to leave.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to say that because anonymous is not good. If you want to say who you are, fine. But if you don't tell me who you are, please leave.
Yeah, really. It's like he was a sneaky spirit. He didn't want you to know what he was up to, let alone his name. So, good for you.
Yeah.
All right, Marilyn.
Anyway, thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Marie?
Yes?
Hi, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this. I did run back into the base landline phone, where then I was able to sit upright and have my feet grounded and followed along, and it was extremely helpful, and I really appreciate your gift and your willingness to help us all. So it helped me a lot, so much. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry I missed the last one, and now I figured out now why, so I'll make sure that I won't, I'll have to call from the landline, from the base unit here in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be tuning in for the fourth chakra, I'm assuming you're doing, right?
Yes. Yes, it is going to be on the
okay.
fourth chakra. Good. Okay, well,
I'm
glad that you were able to, you know, rearrange your space
yes.
so that you could be sitting upright, because it works better that way. You actually get processed so much more. So I'm really glad that it worked out for you. Good.
Definitely. I followed your instructions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
Okay. Well, you have a good evening, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Good night.
Good night. Any answer questions? All right. Well, I just want to thank everyone for being here, and I just want to validate everyone for taking this workshop, because, you know, I got to tell you, working as a spirit in a body can be difficult at times, yet the rewards far outweigh the discomfort that we may be experiencing while we're doing this. So I just want to thank everyone for coming on the call. I'm looking forward to our next call, which will be, like I said, the second Tuesday of November. And I just want to wish everyone a happy Halloween. Next week is Halloween. All right. Good night, everyone. And once again, thank you for coming on the call. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.